Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from February 17th until February 24th, where over the next week we will see the Sun exit Aquarius and enter the 12th and final sign of the zodiac, Pisces. Mercury will be stationing direct on February 20th. Venus will enter Pisces on February 25th. So this is the final week of Venus in Aquarius. And then we also have some big aspects happening. We'll call them big conversations. These are big energy conversations that are unfolding between Saturn in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus. And then we're also going to have a very supportive Mars in Taurus trining Pluto in Capricorn at 25 degrees. So those are some of the bigger energies of this next week. And things are shifting into a higher gear as we move through the middle of February. And that could be one way that you're feeling or sensing the energies in your life or in yourself, is that you're shifting into a higher gear, that it's moving from, say, second gear to fourth gear, from third gear to fifth gear. It's like something is amping up to support where you're meant to direct your energy now. And I feel like this energy here in February is revealing priorities, showing you what matters, asking you to make some very conscious decisions and choices around where you're directing your energy and why. And then also perhaps being very honest with yourself about where you're directing energy to out of habit, out of routine, perhaps just been on autopilot and, oh, I have to take care of this or I need to do this. But this is a month where we really are coming in to closer alignment with what matters to us right now. So that could be something very beneficial to sit with or to consider in your own life. How am I directing my energy that really benefits me, that really serves me, that really honors me, and is also intentional? Because when you're in that energy of being intentional with yourself, you're also in alignment, you're understanding more about what matters to you, what you want, what you value, where you're going. And these are all themes here in February. Now, I released a bonus podcast for you on Friday, February 12th, that was about the energies of Saturn in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus. When the outer planets have these bigger energy conversations, the ripple effects last for days and weeks, although there are stronger energy points. When they are exact, the energy is unfolding over a period of time. So this is good to understand, because what you could look at here, especially in February, is what's come to light for you that is requiring your attention, requiring a decision, requiring a choice, requiring change. And it's something that is showing you perhaps your own limitations, your own fears, where you've held yourself back, because a lot of this energy with Saturn squaring Uranus is breaking out, breaking free, being really clear in where you perhaps have unconsciously caged yourself or felt limited. And of course, there is a huge spectrum of possibilities with this. It's not simply one thing, but there could be a theme in your life, a theme that is coming to your awareness that maybe was very subtle before, or just something off to the side, it wasn't a big deal, but now it's becoming really evident to you. There's something within your own consciousness that's asking you to pay attention this month. Pay attention to something that you've been carrying, holding, perhaps grasping onto, that is no longer needed and perhaps no longer wanted in the next phase, the next direction, or where you're going next. And I think that this is a great way to understand the energy, is through that rising consciousness in yourself. Because for every single person, this is unique and different. It's showing you where you're ready to grow next, where there can be some new possibilities or new opportunities that you just didn't see. And this is also about, at a more foundational level, being in energetic alignment with those possibilities, being able to say yes when the door opens, for example, or being ready to take steps forward into that new direction. You know, there's something here that is shifting for each of us individually and collectively. And it's showing you more of what you can create in your life. And I feel this as a very strong creation energy. That's because the energies of Aquarius and Taurus are creative. In fact, every astrological sign is creative in its own way. But this is like a pressure of energy within the self of what you want to create next, what you want to experience or manifest next. And I feel like part of this square that we're going to be working with throughout this year, which is why February is so important, is because it's revealing to you more of what you really want. And this is a deeper, I'm going to say desire. It's like something that maybe you haven't been conscious of in yourself, but something that you really want. And that Uranus and Taurus energy has been actually bringing you into alignment with this part of yourself for a while now. And I say that because this square is happening at 7 degrees. Saturn in Aquarius is at 7 degrees. Uranus in Taurus is at 7 degrees. But Uranus in Taurus has been at this energy before. In fact, this is the third and final time that it's at this point in your chart, which means it's already been cracking something open. It's already been shifting it and moving it and shaking it all around and bringing your attention to a part of yourself that wants to be free. And that's what Uranus does. It is the awakener, the liberator. It's where we want freedom. We want to do something our own way. We don't want to be held back. And it's a very strong energy here of what you believe you're worth. That's the Taurus energy. But underneath that, it's asking you to be really honest with yourself as well around maybe where you thought you weren't worthy, or you couldn't experience that, or you couldn't have that, or you couldn't build that, or you couldn't, whatever those messages may have been. Those are rising up in your consciousness now so that you can have a sense of, this is what really has meaning to me. This is what I value right now. This is what I believe is worthwhile. And all of that energy stems from yourself, where you're also declaring energetically or otherwise that you are meaningful, you are valuable, you are here to experience what you want and what you need in this lifetime. And the energy is stemming from that place in your own rising consciousness of being worthy, of feeling, I can absolutely create this. And it could be that there's something you've been toying with or considering, or it hasn't been the right time, or it hasn't felt like you were ready. And throughout 2021, as Saturn and Uranus continue this ongoing conversation of a pressure or a tension, what it's also saying is that you can have certain limitations fall away. There can be a cracking in the energy. There can also be that blossoming or that blooming of a truer energy coming through. So know that we always have choice in how we work with these energies and how we make our decisions and determine what we're going to do next. And as I mentioned, this varies for every single person on the planet. And all you have control over are your own choices and what you have come to discover and understand about yourself. So what I feel is really important right now here in the middle of February and into the second half of February is that there is something that's rising in our consciousness around what is true for us, what matters to us for the long term. And it's also about the strong energies in Aquarius. So Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac. It's the third and final air sign. And at this time, we have that Saturn in Aquarius, Mercury in Aquarius, Jupiter, Venus, and the Sun at a final degree of Aquarius. That Sun is changing signs on February 18th. So of course, that may be the case when you listen to this, that the Sun is in Pisces. But we still have a number of planets in Aquarius. And the way that I see Aquarius energy, or one of the ways, is that it's a bit like putting a puzzle together, where you've assembled all the pieces and maybe, you know, you do the edges first and then you focus on certain easier parts of the puzzle. And then Aquarius is that full understanding of the energy, the photograph, the visual, the picture. It's the puzzle coming together. And part of what we're doing, especially right now, is getting a glimpse into what that puzzle might be for you. Keep in mind, this can be a visual that you have for right now in your life or for this year. This could be a visual you have for the next few years or for the rest of your life. You determine the amount of time that this visual has meaning for you. But it's a bit like, what is that vision? what is that direction? What are you assembling and putting together that really calls to you? And it calls to you from perhaps a deep place or from other realms, other lifetimes. It could even be that you're feeling a dream or a vision that was unfinished or unresolved from a previous lifetime, where there's always been something that you've been interested in or that you wanted to create, but you didn't know why, or you didn't know where that came from. It could be something you've carried for many lifetimes. Keep in mind, this doesn't have to be a big giant thing for everybody. It's something that could be maybe more personal and specific, such as there's a trip you've always wanted to take to a certain destination, or there's a room in your home that you've always wanted it to look a certain way. There could be hobbies or a skill set that you've always wanted to develop. You've always wanted to improve. You didn't know why. It could feel really random. But these are the kinds of energies that are coming through right now. And it's requiring our attention and our energy because it has something important to show you about who you are. More about who you really are. And that's part of the Aquarius influence too, is that it shows us more of our unique essence, where we're different, where we're special, more about our energy field that is ready to open up and be seen. Aquarius is being seen and seeing yourself. There could be something you're seeing in yourself for the first time. So these energies are strongest right now because of how many planets are in Aquarius, but they're going to continue throughout this year because of both Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius. So wherever you're at with this part of yourself or this part of your journey, look at where you might be applying unnecessary pressure to yourself, or where you're trying to make something fit or make it happen, because I'm feeling like part of what we're learning and what we're really trusting as we move through our human adventure here is that it's our job to hold the energetic intention for what we want, for what we're creating. All of this that I know many of you have heard before. And then it's exciting because the hows, which is very much our human mind, our human brain, how is this going to happen? How is this going to come together? How am I going to make this happen in a way that works for me and my circumstances? All the hows that come up, the hows can be incredibly creative. There can be so many developments here where the hows are exciting, the hows are surprising, the hows are things that you never thought could happen and could show up in ways you never dreamed were possible. There's an energy here of holding the vision, being mentally strong, mentally clear in what you're wanting to experience and manifest, and then leaving the energy open for God, Source, Spirit, the universe to provide more hows and to kind of be an open door, if you will, of possibilities, an open door of, well, this could show up, or this could happen, or maybe it's this, or I have no idea, and that's why it's exciting. I have no clue how this is going to happen, but I feel it or I know it, and it's absolutely possible because of how strongly you feel the energy. So I offer this as a reminder of how to keep the energies open, of how to keep yourself open to the hows and to not get bogged down by them, because we're only human. Of course we want to know the hows, especially when there are very real things involved. Money can be very much a factor in what you're wanting to choose or where you're wanting to go next. But you know, the thing about money is that because it is vital to many parts of our life, we think that it's a limitation. But money can also just be a conduit of energy, where there could be things that you're wanting to happen or you're ready for them to transpire. And it could happen without money, meaning it could just happen with someone giving you support or offering an exchange. It could be that you get something that is beyond the scope of money. And what I mean by that is, when you look at how money moves, look at how money moves from one part of your life to the next. Okay, so you get a paycheck for the work you do, money comes in to the bank account, and then the money goes forward, perhaps to buy food, to buy gas, to pay rent, to pay the bills. The money keeps moving. And that is something that we can forget, is how money is a conduit of energy. It is about movement that brings about one thing from another thing. And if you're able to rise up out of looking at something through only a financial lens and you kind of remove that layer of money, then there could be something more that comes up that's either, it's like the energy of leapfrogging or a bridge where here you thought, oh, I have to have $1,000 in order for this to happen. Well, what if you don't need $1,000? What if something else opens up and it just gets you to that destination or to that next step? Clearly, this is going to have many different caveats and different circumstances that are involved. So I'm speaking very generally here, and I just want to offer that higher perspective on the energy of money or the energy of finances, because it is very real. And it's something that we all have to work with, and we all deal with money in our own ways and in our own circumstances. But what I want to offer is that because these outer planets are having a very strong conversation, there could be things that transpire that are beyond what we could have seen or predicted and beyond what the human mind is trying to figure out. So look at what you're expecting or requiring and then see if you can open up the energy in some form where you notice, okay, this is just one possibility. This is just one thing that my mind is focused on, or this is just one way that I'm perceiving this development can happen. But the universe is infinitely more creative, has unlimited potentials, has incredible ways that things can happen. And this is where you get into your belief systems. This is where you look at, well, what do I really believe about myself and my life? So there's bigger questions here that are going to be explored throughout 2021, but look at where you are ready to make some clear intentional changes in your life, in yourself, in your energy because of this pressure from Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus in an ongoing square. Now, the other big energy we have is that Mercury will be stationing direct on February 20th. That is at 7:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so it might be February 21st, depending on your location on the planet. And this is an energy, of course, of forward movement, of Mercury saying, all right, what have I been considering and thinking about for all of February? Now, this Mercury retrograde started about the end of January, and this has been a very dynamic Mercury retrograde because of the interactions with Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, and the Sun all in Aquarius. So here we have a very active Mercury that's had a lot going on in the mind, a lot happening internally. You could be feeling it in your nervous system. You could be feeling it as that electrical energy moving through us. You could be feeling it physically, and when you're trying to sleep, there could be that sense of even new energy moving through your body. I feel like part of this strong Aquarius energy is that we're receiving more downloads on our planet from other planets, from other locations in the galaxy. Aquarius is about the bigger picture of the universe, of the galaxies, of all the ways our energies are in constant relationship with other energies. And so there's been a lot streaming in here. I've also been feeling it as very strong neutrinos from the sun, very strong energy from the sun, especially with the sun in Aquarius. It's felt like there's been a lot happening that we haven't even fully integrated yet. And so we're all kind of buzzing, or we're all just feeling a lot coming through. And what I'm getting here is that as we move into the second half of February, there is a more receptive energy coming in as the planets move into Pisces. So the sun moves into Pisces, Venus is going to move into Pisces, and that will be a softening of energy. That will be an exhale and a release. And okay, now I need time to perhaps think about things or consider them. Although the planets in Pisces are going to be interacting with Uranus in Taurus, and they're going to be giving us a chance to filter out what leaves and then what stays. So the image I get here as we transition from the sun in Aquarius to the sun in Pisces is that going back to that visual of a puzzle, where Aquarius is where all the puzzle pieces fit together to form that image, Pisces is where we take apart the puzzle and say, okay, I'm done with this one, put it back in the box, try not to lose a piece. It's where we dismantle, we dissolve something, and we understand that, okay, that served its purpose, that was interesting, or that was important, and I really enjoyed that. But the other part is that we're just meant to give our minds a break, where we step out of that mental pressure or that focus on the thinking and the solving and the energy of what am I going to do with this? The Pisces is the energy of let's just take a break. Let's just have some downtime, put our feet up, not put too much pressure on ourselves so that our energies can relax and can integrate what we have discovered or what we have experienced. So there's this transition here that is about a softening and a release. And it's interesting because I feel like getting back to this Mercury energy, Mercury is still pretty active. Mercury is still in conversation with Saturn. It's widely apart by about 4 degrees and is still in conversation with Jupiter that is making things bigger and more exciting and showing us where we can grow. So we're still going to have a strong Aquarian energy, but we're going to need to be very discerning on what the energy says to us, where you're like, okay, I just need a break right now. I'm going to take an hour off from my computer or from my phone, and I'm just going to give myself some downtime, do some meditation, take a nap, go for a walk, exercise, zone out and do nothing. This is the energetic balance that's going to be very important here as we move into Pisces season, because there's something about our energy systems that need the downtime, that need the release and the exhale. And then when you're ready, all of that excitement or what you're working on, what you're building, what you're drawn to is still going to be there. So that's kind of a cool way to look at the strong Aquarius and strong Pisces, is that it's okay to give yourself a break. In fact, it's probably going to feel like a necessity, but whatever you're wanting to develop or whatever you're excited about is still waiting for you. It's not going anywhere. It's still there. And that's very important because I feel like this energy that we're in, it's a lot clearer. There's something about clarity here. There's something about a freshness and a newness. And I see it as very crystalline, almost like, you know, looking into something that has been cleaned, almost like, you know, you polish a window and that window is now clean. It doesn't have the dirt or the smudges or the fingerprints. It feels like there's a clarity here. And that clarity that you have discovered or arrived at, or that you're maybe still perhaps figuring out, is not going to go away. Meaning, I don't feel like there's an urgency to it at this time. I don't feel like there's something we have to do right now that is going to make or break something. It feels like this energy is actually quite solid. And do you feel that? Do you feel that something is solid and clear now? Do you feel that there is something within you that you've gained a lot of clarity around and you have more understanding about, that is perhaps part of your truth system or your value system? Something about yourself that, you know, it's maybe been a rocky road and it's been challenging and you've done a lot of healing and there's been a lot of transformation that's happened, especially the past decade. It's interesting because they're bringing my attention to the past decade when, yeah, we had a lot of big shifts and a lot of big changes, a lot of big astrology in the previous decade. And we do have big astrology this decade. We have it in the next number of years as well. But I feel like what is happening right now is that for so many people who have been on a very large and long voyage of self-discovery, there's something that you've arrived at. Like, I'm feeling this arrival zone, almost like coming into a port or coming into a part of yourself. It feels internal. It feels like this internal arrival zone around some of the bigger themes or bigger areas of your life that maybe you didn't have clarity on before, but now it's just stronger. And as always, this varies for every person. And this is something that only you can discern for yourself. Only you know this for yourself. But there's something here that we're really meant to acknowledge in ourselves. And If you've been doing a lot of inner work or you've had a lot of healing, a lot of stuff going on in your life, it's really easy to stay on that path of doing the work or being very self-aware and being working with the energies. And that is important, of course, for our ongoing growth. But what I'm feeling about this period of time that I honestly feel goes through much of this year is that you're also supposed to acknowledge who you are now and what you've been through. I feel like, that, again, this is an internal experience. This is a self-acknowledgement. It's a self-verification. It's something that only we can understand about our own lives and our own experiences. It just feels really strong. And I feel like, going back to that visual of a puzzle, there's perhaps the puzzle pieces of ourselves are fitting together in a new way, in a different way. And I did mention this in that February 12th podcast about the authentic self rising, the authentic self being clearer, the sense of this is more of who I really am. I had no idea. This is a surprise. This is really fascinating. Or I had no idea I would be good at something, or that this was my talent, or that this is what I need. More about maybe your own internal emotional experiences, or what is satisfying to you in relationships, or satisfying to you in areas of your life that maybe you weren't aware of, that you just overlooked. Again, it feels like that puzzle coming together. There's something about clarity this year that you've earned. I'm just going to say, like, it hasn't been easy, but you've been through enough to get to this point that you've earned those badges, so to speak. You've come to this point of seeing more than you thought you could see. And it's like, that's kind of one of the, not kind of, it is one of the big rewards of the last decade. So maybe put that together for yourself, however that feels right. If it feels right, of course, always discern and choose for yourself if these messages resonate. But what I'm feeling is that, you know, for all the big shifts of the last decade, we get to these new platforms, these new places of solid ground, and it could be easy to overlook it. But I'm feeling a stabilizing sense of self that's emerging for millions of people. Like, it just feels really significant and really big. And of course, it's connected to these Aquarius energies. So perhaps see how that feels for you and how that resonates. We still have a number of big years ahead. There's still a lot of shifts and changes that will unfold and that are underway. But there's something about right now that we are stabilizing a higher sense of self. And the image that I'm getting is, it's like standing on a platform, a higher raised platform that's connected to the higher self. And perhaps what your higher self has been teaching you and showing you throughout your life. And this could involve soul contracts and bigger soul lessons and spiritual lessons and soul themes and kind of these bigger overarching themes that we move through and work with at different places in our lives. I just feel like it's very prominent right now. It's very strong. It's going to continue throughout this year. And it is something to be proud of in yourself. And it's also something around an achievement, and not necessarily an achievement for other people to recognize, but an achievement for you to recognize. And then I see that energy of recognizing yourself and understanding what you've been through. I see that going back into the self to support self-value, self-worth, self-love, self-acceptance. Like, the energy stream keeps moving to fortify your energetic foundation. And as Mercury stations direct, you could have whole new ways of seeing this. There could be more information coming through. There could be things that finally connect. There could be things you've been sitting with and considering and wondering if you should do this or should I do that. I think when Mercury stations direct and starts to move forward again after February 20th, February 21st, again, more clarity, more sense of this is what it's been about. This is what I'm going to take forward. This is the information that I need. And it can filter out any of those other messages that are not needed or are not true for you. So So after we have Mercury station direct, we're going to have all planets direct until the end of April. And that is when, on April 27th, we're going to see Pluto station retrograde at 26 degrees of Capricorn, 48 minutes. And then later on in May, Saturn will station retrograde at 13 degrees of Aquarius. So we're going to have a good 2 months of energies really supporting forward growth, forward movement. This is when it could feel easier to get things done or to move things forward, where there could be a sense of the wind is at my back and I can take some things out of my internal energy field and move it forward, move it out of myself. So this is going to be a very supportive energy, perhaps feels very productive. Again, you can get more things done that maybe were on the back burner or you didn't have energy for it previously. When all planets are direct, we have more energy to move it forward. And this is a wonderfully supportive thing to be aware of, especially because we can consciously work with these windows of time to make the most of them and to see, you know, what can you get done by the end of April, for example, or what do you want to move ahead towards, what is calling to you. Again, it could line up faster and easier than it would have previously. This can also be good to remember because I don't know about you, but sometimes there's things that I'm like, oh, this has a certain expiration date on it, or I really want to get it done by this date on the calendar. And then we can feel guilty or feel like, oh, why didn't that happen? Why wasn't I able to get that done? What am I going to do with this? And it could just be that depending on how you feel energy or how you work with energy, it just didn't have the right support. It just wasn't ready. It wasn't the right divine timing. There was something that was off. Now it could come together faster. It could be easier. It could have more flow. It could even shift into a different form or a different expression because of these forward moving energies. So this is where we're constantly trusting and allowing things to unfold. And I don't know about you, but I have felt that every day can have very different energies. And that isn't always something that can be predicted or be known in advance. It's almost like you could start the day off with a lot of energy and then by mid-afternoon be exhausted or feel wiped out. Or conversely, you could start the day off kind of slow and then the energy picks up and you can get a lot done or a lot of things get busy. I just feel like every day has had a very interesting mix of energies, and it's been something that I've experienced as a theme since last year, where the energies can just vary widely. So if that is your experience too, or if that's something that you're noticing, I think that's just part of how we're moving through this timeline of energies. I think that's just, it's kind of like there's been this big potpourri of energies that are really been varied. And the best we can do at times is just ride those waves and go with what is happening. And on that note of being really productive, that's part of the energy of Mars in Taurus trining Pluto in Capricorn, which is happening over this next week because of how slowly Mars moves. It's a building up energy, and it's going to be exact on February 24th at 25 degrees of Capricorn and 25 degrees of Taurus. But this is an energy of really being aware of your physical self. These are earth signs, our physical reality, what we're making, what we're creating, what we're doing with our lives. And whenever Pluto is involved, there's something deeper happening underneath. There's something happening in our psyche. There's something happening within us that is being deeply reworked, perhaps transformed. It could be that this is where you're facing a fear. This is a wonderful week to do something tangible and practical about a fear, perhaps, or about something that was a big theme for you last year in 2020. If there was something that felt stagnant or stuck, and that's because both Saturn and Pluto were passing over this 25 degrees of Capricorn point, now Here comes Mars and gives it a boost, gives it energy, gives it a plan to say, this is how we're going to bust through what was a fear, what was something that you weren't ready to do or didn't know how to do. Now you could feel that charge, but it's very practical and it's very realistic. And it could be step by step. It could be that this is something that you're just ready to take on. And there's something that's shifting here, that's shifting over this next week that maybe, again, was a limitation in 2020. So that could be very big for some of you. You could even feel it, again, rising within you. You could feel like you're ready to move something forward. You're ready to take a next step, that there's finally energy there to face something or to change something in your life at a very important level. So this is another way that we could feel a forward motion, that there is something here that, again, you're ready to change it, to shift it, to have a different outcome, or to move it forward. So overall, I feel like there's a lot of energy unfolding over this next week and into the second half of February that is supporting this clarity, this new direction, this new path, or just something within yourself that's ready to continue to grow and blossom. I also hope that those messages that are coming through for you are part of your own rising authentic self energy and your own connection to more of your emerging consciousness around who you really are and what really matters to you right now and this year. So I wanted to share with you some books that I've come across that I think could be really supportive of these themes and part of what you may be experiencing or what you may be moving through. These are three books that I personally recommend, and they're very different. So the first one is called Opening to Channel by Sanaya Roman. And she is a channel who has experienced a lot of beautiful messages and beautiful energies through her guides. And she teaches in this book more about channeling, what it is, and essentially opening up and being receptive to energies, messages, your guides. I read this book years ago, literally, I feel like it was 15 years ago, and it's really good. I keep recommending it. It's called Opening to Channel, How to Connect with Your Guide. And in fact, I recommend any of her books because I feel like her messages are very authentic and I can feel it coming through the pages. So any of her work may be really resonant for you, may be very powerful, and help you open up to more of your own messages and how to trust your intuition, how to trust your own energies better. So please check out that book. She also has another one called Soul Love that I think is excellent. And it looks like they've actually put these books in a series now. Whereas when I first read them back in like 2008 or 2009, there was a different format. So check these out because I feel like this could help a lot of people. The second book I want to share with you is called Choose to Believe, A Story of Miracles, Healing, and the Afterlife. And it's written by Paige Lee, where her only birth child was brutally murdered. And she shares that experience and that story, and then her healing of reconnecting with him in the afterlife, what she went through the various forms of grief and understanding, and of course, how it all expanded her spiritual journey, what she learned about her various spiritual gifts, and what has come up for her around this new relationship she has with her son in the afterlife. So this is a lovely book. It's a shorter book, and it's great if you are moving through any kind of grief and you're looking for ways to process it or to understand it, how to even relate to someone else and what they've been through. And what I like about Paige's book is that she gives you some very fascinating and clear understandings of different spiritual modalities that help with moving energy, with healing, and with these very big experiences in life. Basically how our humanness needs support and how you can find that through various spiritual practices. So again, that's called Choose to Believe by Paige Lee. And then the third book is called The Creative Cure by Jacob Nordby. And this book is a really fascinating look at that intersection between healing and knowing yourself and how your creative energies and your creative self could have been held back and how to change that. Essentially, this is a wonderful book on how to know more of who you truly are, which goes into this whole rising in your authentic self and understanding more of yourself that maybe was shut down in childhood, that was prevented from growing, perhaps even little things that you just didn't realize were holding you back in your self-expression. This is a really good way to understand more of who you are, perhaps reflect on your own life, circumstances, relationships, your own journey, and where you're ready to change things around, to heal it, to look at it in a different light and in a different way, so that you can be more in your authentic self. And it gives you these aha moments, as every good book does. It gives you more things to reflect on or to sit with. And there's some very tangible exercises you can do here, as well as some personal stories that are very relatable. So again, that book is called The Creative Cure, and it could be right on time for those of you who are ready to do something new and to do something different. And this is going to help you with fortifying that sense of strength in yourself, as well as understanding more of who you are and how to love and accept those parts of yourself in your life. So I will put these three books under this podcast episode if you want to check them out, if any of them resonate. I hope one of them is timely for you and, again, supports what you are moving through at this phase of your life. So as always, thank you so much for your time, energy, and presence. I appreciate it, and I am grateful that we are on this wild adventure together. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online, where I have my latest astrology programs as well as my business development programs. I also have a program over there on mastering abundance and how to work with money in new ways. So be sure and check that out if that is something that's important to you right now. And I know that I just mentioned that in today's podcast about how to shift your lens on money and finances, how to look at it differently. And I do have a program on that in case that would be a benefit to you now. As always, I wish you a beautiful week ahead, and be sure and check out my YouTube playlists where you'll find even more information on your astrology chart, on current energies, and how to work with this time in your own journey. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon for our next podcast episode.